Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 8th of September, you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
So glad you didn't repeat what you called me as I minced in this morning,
Paul. Fagash Lil.
Yeah. I really don't know where that came from.
Could have been worse. You could have been Slack Alice.
Mind you, you know, I'm harping back to, what was his name? That little.
Are you harping again? Are you harping? That, you're a harpy.
Who was that little DJ, the little one that died? Oh, in the best possible days, Kenny Everett.
Kevin, yeah.
Well, he used to have Sid Snot, didn't he?
He had what?
Sid Snot was one of his.
I don't think.
Which
we'll...
reminds me a little bit of you, perhaps.
Yeah.
If I'm Fagash Lil, who would you be?
Yeah, I think you're trying to think of Cupid Stunt, which we won't go down.
No, we definitely won't.
Absolutely.
Or, of course, you are the Arthur Daly of Channel Radio.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Really?
When you wear your trilby.
Is that right? Okay. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 8th of July. 8th of July. 8th of September.
You know whose birthday it is today?
No. Who?
Sidney Robson.
Is it today?
The lovely Sid.
I saw the celebrations at the weekend.
Yeah.
And I joined in your very weird periscoping of Sid's birthday.
Was it weird?
It was very weird because you were obviously all nine bottles down by the time you did that. Yeah, waving the camera about all over the place and people going, oh, are we on periscope?
Well, my kids actually thought they were. They said, "Mom, it's very intrusive."
It is.
They didn't really know about Periscope.
Yeah, so they didn't. They didn't sign the release papers then.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
But because I was so busy periscoping, I missed the candles being blown out. So we had to do it all again.
Did you?
Yeah, that's better.
Huh?
That's better. No, you're turning the fan off.
Yeah, we'll stop talking while
so
I'm doing it.
So happy birthday, Sid.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sid.
At Sid Robson on the Twitter. And they've all gone off to Ibiza, all of them, all my kids.
I don't blame them.
All my three kids.
I'd do anything to get away from you.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, but it's quite peaceful. And the new husband's out every night doing his book thing, so that's great. So it's just me, maybe a bit of pole dark, if I can find the...
And a dog.
The old ones. A dog, yeah, but she's no trouble. Oh, I've started making chicken soup now again, because, of course, the nights are drawing in.
Okay.
My famous chicken soup.
Good. We really need to know that.
Yeah, you do, because you are quite interested in my
Thank
chicken
Thank you for
soup.
That. No, I'm not.
Who might be the sponsors today?
Today's show sponsors are RAP Office Contracts,
the
Office Fit Out Specialist, and Office Design Specialist. And just a big thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. And I want to kick off in a few weeks' time. RAP are going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going out to the audience there and asking you guys to submit any questions you have about design, office layout, furniture, anything to do with office fit out. We'd like to have questions from you, and then we're going to have some experts from the fit out team that are going to attempt to provide some solutions.
What a fabulous idea. She can. I have two questions already to ask.
Oh,
may I tell them?
Yeah, go on.
Right,
they're not here at the moment, so there's no
she'll
point.
She'll be listening.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll be listening. And she can convey my ideas. So number one, I need a very, very big light for my bedroom, but it can't have a low drop. You know, when you swing on it.
You want floodlights? She wants her bedroom floodlit.
No, yeah. I want a big light. Well, I want a statement light.
With the cameras in there. Yeah, exactly. And the light shining off the trapeze that you've got.
Martin
yeah, yeah.
has got his, look, he's yeah. dying.
And a glitter ball.
This is the lovely Martin White. So I want a statement light, but not too long on the drop.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it very hard. I did have a huge Sputnik and it overheated and it kept turning on and off in the middle of the
night. It's the trouble with those Russian space programs, isn't it?
It kept overheating. We thought we had a ghost. I'm sure we did have a ghost.
No, I'm sure you did.
Popped on in the middle of the night.
I'm sure.
And then, is that good?
I've just had some of your black and ginger.
Well, I had it flown in, especially from the new husband brought it in from Sri Lanka.
Did he?
Yes.
Thanks, Gav.
So that's a really, it's Dilmar. It's a company called Dilmar.
It's got a bit of a bite to that.
It has. I mean, it's not just any old ginger.
It's like gunpowder.
Yeah.
Gunpowder
bite.
That
would knock your socks off.
Is that where they've gone? I wonder where my socks have gone.
And my next question, listener,
said
persevering,
yeah.
is I need advice on a floor for the hallway, which gets tramped on a lot, dog, kids,
Shall we wait until
people.
They're actually here to answer
well,
these
I'm
questions?
I'm hoping they're going to do some research, you see.
They don't need to. They're experts.
I want something I can
anyway,
steam clean But I don't want to take all the skirtings off, particularly, which is what, you know, people come
well,
around.
Thank you for that, Jules.
They anyway. Suck their teeth and they go, you have to take the skirtings off, and, you know, we can't steam clean that. Ooh. So I want to know. Something modern.
Sorry, we all fell asleep there. So anyway, that's in a month's time.
Yeah.
We'll answer those questions when RAP are on.
I want the floor down in a month.
Exactly. Okay. Cool. Anyway, a massive thank you to RAP Office Contracts for sponsoring today's show. It is much appreciated, and thank you for all your support.
And shall we run through our lovely guests?
Why don't you do that?
I know you get a bit curmudgeonly if I mention it at the
beginning. Yeah, well, you all, we spend... You're not going to believe this, listeners.
We have
but,
fabulous
but 20
Goodings.
Minutes before the show goes live, I sit down in a production meeting and I go to Jules, this is going to be the day today, and she'll talk all over me about something completely unrelated, not listening to a word I say, and then I have to shout at her, and eventually she stops talking long enough for me to tell her what we're going to do. We go live on the studio and she does completely the opposite.
I've been telling you for 7 years, I'm not always very keen on some of your ideas. You are a Leo, that's the trouble. So we have, in the hot seat, we've got the fabulous Max Gooding of Gooding & Wood, and she's going to be talking about her business and also a little bit about the FSB, I believe, Max.
Yes,
good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And next to her, we have Kieran Reardon. No, we have Martin White, sorry. Martin White, who is going to also be talking about a fairly new startup, Martin. Am I right?
Yes, Jules.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That was the right response, Martin. Yes. Well done.
And then we have, of course, Kieran Reardon, who is from Adkick, and he will be doing his Freddie Mercury impression. Because it is like sitting next to Freddie Mercury.
I've got to tell you, listeners, I met Reardon the other day. I met Kieran the other day.
Or Freddie.
And he came into the studio today, and we were chatting away, and I suddenly thought... You really do remind me of someone. You remind me of Freddie Mercury. And then he actually produced a picture of him dressed in a looky-likey competition as Freddie Mercury. And I'll tell you what, he could use Freddie's picture on his passport and get away with
it. Yeah, I've tweeted it out, so have a look.
So you can see that later anyway, folks, when Jules gets around to periscoping all of this. But of course, Kieran's not here to talk about Queen or Freddie Mercury. He's here to talk about Adkick.
Yeah, and I haven't got a moustache today either. So
No.
That was for Movember.
Okay, cool.
And I'm not doing it this year either.
Are you not?
No.
I would. I've offered to be his manager, listeners, but I don't think he wants to take me up on it. Cool. Anyway, as Jules says, we have a lineup of fabulous guests, Max, Martin and Kieran.
We do.
Who we're going to be hearing from as the show unfolds. But of course, this show is for you, the businesses out there of Kent and Southeast England and America and everywhere else that people listen in, Turkey and all the other places that people listen in.
America?
Did I not say America?
Oh, I heard you say Turkey. Did you say America?
See, she doesn't listen to a word does she?
The tweets are coming in fast and furious, Paul Andrews.
I know they are.
Yeah, we've got FSB listening in. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Laura Burton Lawrence, she's got Barrister Broker, very handsome. Mowing the lawn. He does everything, you know.
Who, Russell?
Yeah, he does everything.
Yeah.
Cooks curries.
He does. He cooked me a curry. It was absolutely fabulous.
I know.
Yeah.
You've told me on many an occasion.
Yeah, I know. You never got a hint, though, did you? You just offered me chicken soup.
I can do curry.
Russell does a whole four-course curry meal. You offer me chicken soup.
No, but my chicken soup is something else.
With the bones in.
No, the bones are picked out and I put cardamom in it and all sorts. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beth Smogador, good morning to you.
Hello, Beth. How are you?
Yeah, she's looking forward to making me some gluten-free savouries.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. Somebody called Hottie Black.
Ooh.
Expect that's more of your cup of tea. The lovely writer Miriam McGurk.
She's Hi, Miriam.
In. Good morning. Who else is there? Liz J is up.
Nurse Liz.
She's
Hello,
up.
Liz.
Yeah.
Over there in Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland. Yeah.
Anyway, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01 303 874 998, 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me live on air and to interact is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And as you've heard, Jules has already started reading from the top of the tweet list.
They're coming in fast and furious.
And we've already had a couple of hundred tweets, although Jules is reading from the top of the list, not the beginning of the list. But then that's pretty typical for Jules.
But then I do scroll down.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read one of the first tweets in.
Okay.
We had a tweet from a new listener called Thrift Ticket. And that's not easy to say either. Thrift Ticket.
No. and you've splashed all over the screen.
Yeah. Thrift Ticket is an exciting new prize competition site that rewards its members. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Thrift Ticket. Thrift Ticket. I like saying that.
I know. Thrift Ticket. Can we move on now?
Sorry. Bridger Howes, the lovely Rich, has tweeted in and... Bridger Howes...
He sent some tips in, didn't he? For,
Rich Howes sent a blog in about strategies for exhibitions, and it's a very good read. So on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk blog site, there is a blog from Bridger Howes about the strategy behind
exhibitions.
Exhibitions and exhibiting at shows, and it's a very good read. So a big thank you to Rich and the team at Bridger Howes for that. If anybody does want to submit blog posts for the website, the radio website, we are pleased to receive them and to view them and to publish them if we think they're suitable. Do have a look at our blog site. We've got over 150 blogs on there. Some of them are interviews with entrepreneurs and successful people. Some of them are how-to tips. Some of them are advice. Some of them are informational, and some of them are news. Have a trawl through it. There's some interesting stuff on there. We've also had a tweet from Fruitworks, the community workspace over there in Canterbury, and they say, hello.
I think they say a little bit more. They also say they've got some really good blogs on their website too, because I read it earlier. They don't just say hello.
The one I'm reading just says, hello, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, hashtag B Bunker.
Well, they're probably doing
They were girding their loins and they're working up to another one.
Yeah, girding my loins, by the way, is my thing. You've nicked that from me.
Is that right?
I knew you liked that and you'd nick it.
Okay, read an email then.
Okay, well, we've got a fabulous email here, Paul Andrews, and this is about Whitstable. And it's from the lovely Lisa Marie. And it's her daddy.
Lisa Marie Settle.
Yeah, it's her daddy. Mm-hmm. You're invited to view Moments in Time, it's called. It's an exhibition.
I'm going to that.
I am. It's a display of the photographic work of Alan Witcher. It's going to be held at the Horsebridge Centre, which is just down in, near the harbour in Whitstable. And I'm going to read out the sat-nav if anybody wants it in a minute, so get a pen. And it's during the 17th to the 21st of September, and it's 9 to 6. And you can go on to Alan Wiltshire, W-I-L-T-C-H-E-R, at AOL.com and find out more about it. But the sat-nav for the Horsebridge is Charlie Tango 5, 1 Alpha and Freddie for Freddie Mercury. So that's going to be really nice. And we will be nipping in and out of that. But, of course, we're going to the launch where I've heard that Lisa has got some Riverford Organic Prosecco ordered.
Cool.
Which, may I have your glass, because you don't drink?
Yeah.
I'll get
I'm not giving you a lift home once you're tiddly.
Well, you'll have to, because how else will I get home?
No, you always make a mess of my otherwise car when you're tiddly.
Otherwise, I have to get in the back of, with the band.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which never, you know...
Yeah, and that never works, does
my
it?
My new husband doesn't like that.
No, I'm not surprised. I've had a tweet from John Austin Brooks.
All right.
Who says, afternoon, Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin. Would you mention InfoMed Funding? That's a Twitter handle, at... InfoMed Funding, M-E-D, InfoMed Funding. It's a funding fair, and it's a free event on business finance for SMEs, and it's on, I think, the 24th of September in London South Bank, and all the details can be found at infomedfunding.com, I-N-F-O, M-E-D-F-U-N-D-I-N-G, infomedfunding.com. That's an SME funding event on the South Bank on the 24th of September. And that's big thanks to John Austin Brooks for bringing that to our attention. Cool.
Get Fruitful Marketing. There are autumn workshops, and Get Fruitful Marketing in 30 days is specially designed for startups and sole traders and SMEs who may want to keep reach a wider audience. Over 4 weeks, they say, you'll be guided step by step through a series of enjoyable and interactive workshops to help take your business to the next level. Created by strategic marketeer and experienced facilitator Anwin Cooper. Oh, we know Anwin.
I know Anwin.
Yeah, I do. Get Fruitful Marketing will give you an expert insight and fresh approach to boost your brand. And Anwin has helped more than 50 businesses achieve record-breaking sales and an improved bottom line over the past 15 years. There will be, I find them very misleading.
She's
some
so
of these.
Tacky.
There will be two workshops. One is taking place in Westmorling. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Wow.
For the first time ever. Hallelujah.
Is that
an acquiring that I hear? She actually pronounced the place in Kent correctly.
Westmorling.
Next week, she's going to have a go at Trosley.
or Igton. The other one will be in Tunbridge Wells. For more information, you can go to getfruitfulmarketing.com, and that's from the lovely Anne Wen Cooper.
Fantastic. We're kind of running behind time a bit, and we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of emails and literally hundreds of tweets, and that's great. Do keep them all coming in. We'd love to hear from you all. That's what the show's all about. So do keep them coming. I think what we're going to do now, though, Jules, is play some cheesy music.
Cheesy already?
What do you reckon?
Well, you're a bit ahead of yourself.
So what do you reckon?
This might be Knock on Wood.
Ah, only because I told you earlier.
Yeah. I recognise the intro.
Okay, whose version is it?
Oh, it's that woman that does it. I can't remember her name.
Amy Stewart.
Is it Amy Stewart?
No. Yeah,
it is.
Just made
that up.
I know it is.
Is she Scottish?
Huh?
Is she Scottish?
Yeah.
Are we shouting?
Yeah.
Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And Martin's just broken the headphones again. We gave Martin the duff pair, the ones that come apart in your hands.
Well, because he's a seasoned business bunker.
Sorry, Martin.
You know, we've got viewers on Periscope from Brazil, Paul Andrews.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Little Brazilians.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Brazil.
Hello. Hola.
I don't know what to do with that now.
No, you're a bit flummoxed because you were going to get all sorted and then you thought you better not.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there's an Autumn Women in Business luncheon, Friday the 11th of September. Thought I should tell you. Marriott Tudor Park in Maidstone. It's 11:15 to 2:30 p.m. And it's The Hidden Secrets in Your Handwriting. I like this. This is from Margaret White, who's going to be the guest speaker. She's one of the leading graphologists in the UK. She works with businesses providing an accurate personality profile and detailed assessment of a prospective employee or a business partner. Now, this involves analysis of 300 to 400 movements, which shows behavioural attitudes as well as integrity and ability. It can take up to 40 hours to complete, depending on the complexity of both the handwriting and their character. If you had a doctor, you know what doctor's handwriting's like.
Dr. John?
Yes, his handwriting is appalling, but he's lovely. Margaret's been asked by biographers and reporters to build an accurate character profile of many famous and infamous historical characters, such as Sir William Kirkcaldy. Sir William Kirkcaldy, who's he? He's the murderer, Paul Andrews, of the Archbishop of Aberdeen.
Blimey.
You see, Sir William Kirkcaldy. I was right on the accent. That's two Scottish things. We had Amy Wood, or Amy someone. Who was it, Amy?
Stuart.
She's Scottish. And he eventually went to the gallows for supporting the Mary Queen of Scots.
The term Twitter... Jules takes literally and thinks it's an instruction.
To Twitter.
Yeah. She Twitters on like nothing.
She has also written, analysed the writing of Princess Diana and other members of the royal family. And also our lovely Jay Mollis of Rift Accounting will share her own journey of setting up and running a business. So this is all, again, as I said, on Friday the 11th of September. So that's this Friday, 11:15 to 2:30 at the Marriott Tudor Park in Maidstone. The Hidden Secrets of Your Handwriting. There's a two-course luncheon. It's only £29.50, and there is a phone number, get your pen, 01732 758 530, to book.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've had loads of tweets. We've had a tweet from another new listener, Longacre Childcare. And they say hello to Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker. Hello, guys. Thank you for listening in. And also Bold Rocket. Bold Rocket on the Twitter. Hi, Paul. Our Roost app is live in the App Store. Have a look and let us know what you think. Enjoying listening to the Business Bunker. So that's Bold Rocket. Have a look at their app. I have no idea what it does, but it's called Roost.
Sounds like something you could put on a salad.
Roost?
No, Bold Rocket.
Oh, Bold Rocket,
yeah. You could, of course, put it on a rooster.
Yeah, perhaps. You could.
Coq au vin, maybe.
Right, yeah.
Now, there's a call to artists, Play Me, I'm Yours, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Dear Paul, with no mention of me.
Good.
Tuning internationally since 2000, oh, sorry, touring internationally since 2008, Play Me, I'm Yours is an artwork by artist Luke Jerram. More than 1,300 pianos have been installed in 47 cities across the globe, from Paris to Lima, bearing the simple invitation, Play Me, I'm Yours. And the project has already reached more than 6 million people worldwide. And the Lilford Gallery is presenting Play Me, I'm Yours as part of the Canterbury Festival from the 17th to the 31st of October. There will be 10 street pianos decorated by local artists and community groups, and they'll be located in parks, squares and other public places. So go and have a tinkle. Streetpianos.com. Sounds fantastic.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from NSM Services. NSM Services, tuning in this afternoon to Business Bunker. So thank you for joining us. So do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you out there, the businesses of everywhere, basically. So keep tweeting. But you know what now? It's time to introduce our first guest. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the first time onto the Business Bunker show, the absolutely delightful Max Goodin. Hello, Max.
Hello there. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, good. Yeah. Getting back into it in the September way.
Yeah, kind of. It's that kind of time, isn't it? And as summer's officially kind of at an end now, and we're heading towards autumn, the kids are going back to school, you can't get anywhere on the roads, and everybody's back.
Yep, new socks, new shoes.
New socks, new shoes. That's the way, isn't it? New socks, new shoes.
That's just Max.
yeah, exactly. Max, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We're going to talk about Max, and for those of you that didn't get the link, because you wouldn't have done the record I just played, Knock on Wood, it is in tribute to Gooding and Wood, which is your business. But I wanted to ask you first, you recently joined the FSB, I understand.
Yeah, we heard all about it on your bunker radio,
right.
And really were impressed with how much support we thought we could get from the FSB, so we joined up, and we're in the process now of making the most of what's to offer in terms of insurance services and
yeah, there's
support.
a lot of things that they provide, which help businesses, not least of which on a cost basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's just the fact that I start to notice how many other businesses there are out there that have got FSB.
Yeah.
You know, going into, there's a coffee shop in West Malling that I regularly frequent, Swan Street Caf. I mean, they realise that they're a member, that sort of thing, and you start to see the network that's open to you.
Absolutely. Cool. Well done for joining the FSB. I've been a member for 25 odd years now, I think. Yeah, absolutely. But let's talk about Max and what you do. Why don't you give the listeners a bit of an overview of what you do, and then we'll kind of move it from there and talk about something, because I know you want to talk about collaboration and stuff like that, which is a theme that we're very interested here in on the Business Bunker Show. But give us an overview of Gooding and Wood first and what you do.
Sure. So we've been in business now for a year, mm-hmm. and Kate, who's my business partner, and I used to work together in a former life, and we found that we wanted to get more out of our working day, and we realised that other businesses and people in business wanted to do the same. So we're very much about helping people love what they do. Let's face it, you spend a lot of time at work.
Absolutely.
It needs to be fun, it needs to be enjoyable, and you do your best work when it's fun.
Yeah.
And we also want it to be worthwhile, so it's not just about being fun, it's about making sure that actually the time that you spend brings some good outcomes. So we very much focus with businesses on, are you effective, do you want to change things, and we can do anything from helping you with your strategy down to how do all of the staff that work in your business understand their part to it. We talk about the client experience, what's going on inside your organisation or your business that actually affects the experience that your customers get. We talk about the communications, how do you actually communicate out and internally with your staff, and then also the staff themselves, are you looking after them? Because happy staff means that you're going to get a great customer experience, and that's going to do the right things for your business.
Absolutely. In fact, Mr. Branson, Sir Richard, tweeted out earlier this week that the number one priority of a business is to look after your staff first, not your customers, because if you look after your staff, they will look after your customers.
Yeah.
And that's very true.
It is. It's been around for 20-odd years, Harvard Business Review type
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah. So many people still don't get it.
I know. It's a shame.
It's interesting. It's very interesting what you do, and with your partner, Kate, isn't it?
It's Kate.
Kate Wood, yep. It's very interesting. It's back in May. The Business Bunker Show, in partnership with Rift Accounting, staged an event called Forging the Future. And we invited 50 of Kent's growing business owners, the owners weren't growing, their businesses were, to come and talk to us about what they saw in the immediate future in terms of strategies and way forward. And you'll be interested in this because they identified six things. And there are two of them that are relevant to what we're talking about today. All of them are relevant, obviously, but two especially relevant. The second one was collaboration, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But the first one, and this might warm the cockles of your heart, as they say, and it's a change for me. I've been in business a long time because, as Jules never tires of telling anybody, I am very old. And many years ago, this wasn't the case, and now it is. One of the things that all of these business owners said to us was they're now very much into finding coaches, mentors, and helpers to help them with their business.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a change, because years ago, most entrepreneurs and business people went, I've been in business 20 years. Nobody knows my business like I know my business. And we're very much, do it yourself. And I don't need any help. And anyway, I can't afford it. Da, 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 da. So it was a complete change, because the 50 businesses there that came out strongly enough to make it onto the list of the six things that we chose as being powerful things. So over 90% of the businesses there said they either had or needed to have help, advice and support from coaches, mentors, consultants, whatever term you want to use. But they were very keen on that. So basically what you guys are telling us that you're doing really does fit the zeitgeist of where businesses are at the moment and recognising they need that help.
Totally. And I think the other thing that Kate and I very much do is practice what we preach. Mm. We recognise it's difficult for you to take advice from other people when you think you know what's right for your business.
Yeah.
And so we both have coaches for ourselves as well.
Absolutely.
And that's independent of one another so that we can have that support to say, you know, are we looking after ourselves and are we looking after the way that we work together?
Yeah.
So that's really important. I think the other thing is that what got you here won't get you there is very much a statement that works for nowadays. And I think the pace of change in business, you can't possibly keep your eye on everything. So
absolutely,
having somebody there who can just provide that sounding board or just a checkpoint opportunity. Coaching, I think, sometimes makes people think that it's a bit of a soft experience, you know, very gentle. And it can be, but certainly mentors and those sorts of business coaches are there to help you make sure you're focused on the right stuff.
Absolutely. Do you know, it's a funny thing. When I was younger and headstrong and you went, I don't need any of that and you don't need, you know, you can't tell me anything and all the rest of it. Also, one of the things I found was as I've got older and hopefully a bit wiser, I actually try to work with people that I don't agree with. Yeah, that have a completely different take on things.
This show being...
He says, looking at Jules. No, but seriously, because I want to be challenged. I want to be challenged by the things I don't do well and the things I don't agree with. You know, I'm a big picture player. I was saying to Martin earlier, back to Richard Branson, once said to me, and I totally agree with this, entrepreneurs are people that throw themselves off a cliff and build a plane on the way down. And I'm very much like that. What I've tried to do in my business, though, is find people that are the opposite of that, that are ultimate planners and strategic people and, you know, tick charts and templates and all the kind of stuff I hate, all the kind of bureaucratic ways of doing things that I think are, you know, a nonsense, because that's what challenges me.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I'd go, no, I don't want any of that. Now I'm interested in it because one of the things is I don't have to do it. But hearing people tell me about it and you know, give me a different perspective on things makes me think and challenge what I'm doing. Now, because of my personality, I'm never going to become a planner like that. But then that's part of the point of having someone to help and support you.
Mm, it's the additional expansion of your ideas. I totally get what you're saying. I think I had a bit of a gung-ho attitude when I first started working. And then somewhere along that journey started to recognise that some of the people I was clashing with actually had a point. It wasn't that my idea wasn't a good idea. It was just that it wasn't fully formed, fully filled out.
Yeah.
And so by actually taking those ideas on board, I could actually... have more success.
Yeah, you have a more rounded approach to it, don't you?
But tell you're right now is starting to seek those people out.
Tell us, Max, about how you and Kate differ.
So Kate and I have got... So Kate is very structured, very planned. I would be somebody who'd be quite excited to be inspired by the moment. We're both very holistic.
I like that. I like how you put that, to be inspired by the moment. I just say I'm disorganised, but now I'm inspired by the moment.
Yeah.
Love it.
You need the excitement of that to bring your ideas.
Mm.
Whereas if something's too planned for you then, Paul, I'm guessing it's just going to start to send you to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So the advantages were both...
That's why I did your birthday party, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Because you just gave up after 5 minutes.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's why you two are a good blend.
Whereas I love to plan an event.
And Kate and
Interfere.
I are both very holistic, so we look at the big picture, but we look at it from a more structured perspective. Have we covered everything too? Is this exciting enough? Is it inspiring enough? Is there enough vision in it? But we're both very driven, and we both want to make sure that we get results. So that's where we've got a common ground. And one of the things that I notice, and I guess you guys do the same, is you notice when the other partner is being more of something, and then you play the counterbalance. And that's what a good partnership is about.
Good
not
cop, bad
agreeing
cop.
Agreeing with everybody all the time, because that doesn't get the best outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally agree.
I'm also interested, before, if you don't mind me asking.
No, you interrupt. I don't know.
What you did before, Did you come from this kind of background, both of you, or what were you doing before?
So both of us have worked in sort of FTSE 100 companies for over 20 years each. She says eek. And we've both worked both on the business side, and Kate very much more so recently in the sort of human resources and learning side. And I came to that late. I've always worked sort of running teams myself, running projects, that sort of stuff. Mm. But increasingly got interested in what makes people tick, what makes people be successful, that sort of stuff. And so I started getting more and more interested in the people and the behavioural side of things. And that's really what we bring to a business, is think about your people, think about that as a huge resource. And that's where our experience is and what we bring to it. And I think what we missed when working in the big corporates was it was so difficult to really make a change in a big corporate. Whereas with smaller and medium-sized companies, you can work with the leadership team and they're all ready and excited and inspired to follow things through.
Absolutely.
Rather than a fragmented little piece of a jigsaw
you
know, that doesn't always have the change in huge organisations.
Funny enough, that was one of the other findings from our Forge in the Future, and one of my big soapbox things is we're living at the start of a new paradigm in the economy, which is a move from big to small. If you look around you, all the big institutions, both political, financial and economic, are all fracturing. They're all breaking up because they can't compete with small, nimble, innovative organisations and special interest organisations and niches. And if you look right across the board, from the collapse of the banking industry, the change in the pharmaceutical industry, the collapse of the European Union, the collapse of our political parties, the fracturing membership of trade unions, all of those things from the 20th century are starting to change. And we're going to a much more smaller, local, more human, more interactive and more innovative kind of place, where smaller businesses, which still have their drawbacks, you know, because they don't have the resources of some of the bigger organisations, but they are far easier able to adapt, to react to things. And we live in a fast moving world where you don't have to have 14 corporate meetings to decide what time you're going to have a meeting and that kind of thing.
Totally.
And that brings me on to one of the things that we wanted to address, which is collaboration. And I'd like to get your thoughts and feelings, Max, on collaboration and that whole how we collaborate and what we do thing.
Well, there's lots of different ways that collaboration can be valuable. I mean, for a reasonable size organisation, internally, you want to be making sure that your staff can collaborate and be successful. But if you're a business that wants to grow, you really want to think about, do you need to take on the staff? Do you need to take that risk? Or can you do that in partnership with other people?
Yeah.
And certainly since Kate and I have started business, we've been going a year, we've very recently started to explore opportunities to collaborate with other individuals on ideas. Now, it could be because you want a creative project. It could be because you want to expand your business and you don't want to put all the investment in yourself, and you can see an opportunity to do it with somebody else. It might be that you've got some stuff that you want to monetize, to use, I don't think it's a real word, but people do use it, to monetize stuff, and you could partner with somebody else to help you do that. And those sorts of things are real. I think they're a great way to grow your business. And the things you've got to be confident around, we talked a little bit earlier about not being too gung-ho. If you're going to go into partnership, you really have to think about, what do I want out of it? It's not just throwing something over the fence to somebody else to get on with. Partnership collaboration means you've got to be prepared to partner.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to put in effort as well, haven't you? And, and you've got to have a common vision and a common goal, presumably. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, tear yourselves apart very early on into the process.
Yeah, well, you have to be clear on what your intentions are. And I think that one of the really helpful things is to think about the end. So, you know, start with the end in mind. Are you going to sell? Are you going to grow? Are you? What's the intention behind your collaboration?
Yeah. I'll tell you something that interests me, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. One of the things that intrigues me is the potential for collaboration amongst competitors, people in the same marketplace.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that fascinates me, that I think that if there's some more collaboration at certain levels, you know, we're always going to be in competition for market share, but by being in collaboration with competitors, we should be in a position to grow a marketplace to a bigger place, so that our share of the market expands without competing with each other, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, well, small businesses do this all the time.
Yeah.
Certainly, Kate and I have reached out to other businesses and they've done the same with us to say, if we land this contract, we can't do all of it on our own.
Exactly.
And we're going to need you to be us or be with us.
Yeah.
So it's already out there as a model that, as you say, small to medium-sized businesses are doing. It's whether the big businesses can do it. I mean, in my experience historically, I've seen big business do that around issues, industry issues. So if you think about historically, if you could even, anybody remember the pensions review or the endowment review and then the PPI, industries in banking working together to say, right, how do we collectively solve this problem? Didn't always get it right, but there certainly would have been some good stuff coming out of that. So if it can be done around an industry issue, I don't see why it can't be done around an industry opportunity.
Absolutely. And just on that, while you were talking about that, and it reminded me of something that I was going to mention later on the show, but I might as well kind of mention it now. One of the interesting things is that both the government, central government, and local government is trying much harder to get local businesses to tender for contracts. Their own processes mitigate against it, because when you try to collaborate on a project, it all goes pitong because their paperwork doesn't suit it.
Yeah.
But having said that, the Business Bunker has just partnered with a fabulous organisation run by the lovely Andrea Childs called Click Business Solutions. And Click are based in the West Midlands, and they are an organisation that helps you write and complete tenders for public sector contracts. But one of the lovely things that they do is, and we're now doing it in collaboration with them, and it's on the Business Bunker website, is they put up the opportunities. So each day they put up a new set of opportunities of tenders that are open, so that people can go and tender for these contracts. Because a lot of the time, people don't even, small businesses don't even see the opportunity. So that's interesting as well.
I think we may have talked about it before, Paul, but certainly we've had an opportunity like that where another company of a certain size is allowed to see those sort of contractual opportunities from government and local government.
Yeah.
So the likes of us as Gooding and Wood are too small to be able to see it, so they like have to have a preferred supplier list, and unfortunately that means that businesses like us might miss out. So you have to partner. I think the challenge for local government is that partnering sometimes means there's layering of costs in. So the very thing they're trying to avoid, they're actually building into the way that they're approaching things.
Absolutely.
I think that needs revising.
Absolutely. Because they're going to struggle otherwise to meet their other targets, which are to get more local businesses to bid. No, absolutely. But as you've identified, Max, collaboration is the key in that context. We could talk about this for a long, long time.
I think we could.
Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. What I'd like you to do is to tell our listener how they can find out more about Gooding and Wood. So Twitter handles, websites, Facebook pages, LinkedIn, whatever method you want to do that.
Certainly. So we are www.goodingandwood.co.uk. And on Twitter, we are @Gooding_Wood, because the ampersands don't work in the world of technology. And I think you could probably find the rest of our handles else on the
on
website.
On those two things,
absolutely.
The Gooding and Wood website is listed on Kent Business Radio website. It's on the front page at the moment. It will be on the show page later. So that link is there. Do follow me to follow them on Twitter, you'll find them Gooding_Wood on the Twitter. Max, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and telling us about the work that you're doing, and for talking to us about collaboration, small is beautiful, and all the other things that we've discussed this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
The moment, Max Gooding of Gooding and Wood, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very interesting to see the enthusiasm, and a big hello to Kate, of course.
Hi,
doing
Kate.
Doing all the work there back.
She's working, So, keep your tweets and emails coming. We've got loads of things
hundreds
to talk about.
Hundreds on Twitter. Absolutely hundreds. And we had 38 views on Periscope, and I don't have an awful lot of followers because it's fairly new, so I'm chuffed.
That was neat.
Miriam McGurk, writer.
She's
the author of Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, and she's speaking on the 10th of September at the Rotary Club in Tenterden. You can find out more about her book, 3WsTalesFromTurkey.com.
Cool. We've had a tweet from the absolutely stonkingly lovely Sally for Cakes, Sally Laker, who says the Laker household is listening in to the Business Bunker Show.
Toby's back at school yet.
Toby started school. I saw the pictures on Facebook. So good luck with that, Tobe.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll go really well. We've had a tweet from Karen Lerner, who says she's listening in. Thank you for that. And also the Medway Innovation Centre. are listening to the Business Bunker show. So thank you all for your tweets.
Blooms at Belmont, there's a garden tour. You can pick your own flowers. Oh, that sounds lovely. Lunch and a flower arranging workshop. Now, when is this? This is tomorrow, mañana, 9th of September, 11 to 2.30. It's at Belmont House and Gardens, just outside Faversham. It's £50, and it'll be held by the fabulous Julie Davies, who's the florist that teaches. You have a tour of the gardens with the head gardener. You stay for lunch and enjoying a flower arranging workshop with flowers you've picked from the grounds at Belmont House. I'm going to take my mum to that tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes.
You go for it, girl.
That'd be fantastic. I'll have the lunch. She can do the flower arranging.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. We've had a tweet from the lovely Shirley Mansfield, sometime of this parish, who is Jules' reserve when Jules is on one of her many holidays. And Shirley is grown-up business on the Twitter. And she says, the Grown Up Business book is on special offer at £1.99 on Wednesday and Thursday this week. Could I have a shout out about this on the Business Bunker, please? Shirley, you have just been shouted out. And I have to tell you, her book is absolutely brilliant. And at £1.99, that's a steal.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book. So
you can't get a coffee for that.
Absolutely. It's a great book. The Grown Up Business book. Do check that out and follow Shirley at Grown Up Business to find out more about that. But you can get it for £1.99.
I've been a bit amiss, Paul Andrews, because I forgot to read out the contact on this for this flower arranging at Belmont House in Faversham. It is events at Belmont, Belmont hyphen house.org. Or you can go on to their, it'll be on the Business Bunker, but it's Julie Davies Flower Workshops.co.uk /events.
Cool.
That's going in my handbag.
Cool.
Channel Radio News Update.
Oh, it's that time of the show again for our news update. We've got some items of news from the Federation of Small Business and from the government. The FSB have said, we're inviting nominations for volunteers for the Kent and Medway for 2016. That's the Kent and Medway branch of the Federation of Small Business. If you go to fsb.org.uk/Kent and Medway, you can find out all about the opportunities, or follow me on Vanilla Web, or follow them at FSB Kent Medway, and you can find out about joining us in the region to help us out. We're looking for people to volunteer to come and play an active role in the Federation of Small Business. So do that. And also, the FSB has said they had a good meet-up with Kent 2020 today, and they're looking forward to the 20th of October. And you can come along and see them and get lots of free startup advice. And they hashtag #BeBunker as well. So thank you for that.
And the FSB have the Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference, which is the infrastructure and local procurement. It's Friday, September the 18th, 8:30 to 11 a.m. in Dartford, in Kent. And they're focusing on the infrastructure and local procurement. They're talking about Ebbsfleet Garden City and the development area of North Kent. The keynote speakers will include representatives from Dartford Borough Council, the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills, plus also there'll be developers and education sector experts. And Mike McCulhey, who's the managing director of Gensler. Is that Gensler or Gensler?
I don't know. You've got the email, not me.
G-E-N-S-L-E-R. What do we think, folks?
Gensler.
Gensler or Gensler?
Gensler.
Gensler. You're saying? The UK has a habit, he says, of putting infrastructure in after the development is finished. And this is already a unique opportunity with existing HS1 links. Nonetheless, the success of Ebbsfleet will be dependent on the interrelationship with major infrastructure. So they're asking for people to attend, like small business owners, managers, directors, sole traders, owners of businesses with less than 250 employees. And they're also looking for Kent head teachers, professors from the voluntary sector as well. So that is Ebbsfleet Garden City, Friday, September the 18th, 8:30 to 11 in Dartford in Kent.
Thank you for that. There's a new consumer odds ombudsman scheme has been introduced. The scheme has been...
Love a bus.
The scheme has been announced by Ombudsman Services. That's not easy to say.
No.
The Consumer Ombudsman will accept complaints from consumers about firms that do not belong to an existing scheme, such as those for retailers, builders and second-hand car dealers. Firms that wish to join the scheme must agree to be legally bound by the Consumer Ombudsman's decisions, although the Consumer Ombudsman will accept complaints about non-members. It has no legal powers against them and can only negotiate on a consumer's behalf. The Retail Ombudsman is a separate ombudsman scheme that was set up in January 2015 and which has around 4,000 members. You can find out more about this by going to their website, which is www.consumer-ombudsman.org. Consumer-ombudsman.org.
You really laboured over that word, didn't you?
Yeah, I was struggling with that. I got your teeth.
Yeah.
I should have bought my own teeth.
Yeah. I thought you had Trigger's teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
There's auto-enrolment all wrapped up. Most people are too young to get that joke, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Auto-enrolment all wrapped up exclusively for FSB members. The pension scheme for members has been updated. It's got the same terms and conditions as before, but they're now offering some new and exciting features. These are new providers, improved services, faster setup process and lower total management charges. So you can find out more about it. Go on to their brand new website, which is FSB. So that's Freddie Sugar Bertie pensionservices.co.uk.
Freddie Sugar Bertie. Freddie Sugar Bertie.
What is it then?
Foxtrot Sierra.
Buh.
You can speak, Martin.
Come on, Martin.
You don't know.
Bertie was fabulous.
Oh, we got
phoning.
A phone call.
Yeah, who's phoning the Business
I don't know.
Bunker?
This could be interesting, couldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I wonder who it is. Probably your mother.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker show.
Oh, hi there. Is this Channel Radio?
Yes, it is.
Ah, right. Okay, hi. It's Jamie, the press officer for the air ambulance.
All right. Hiya.
You are live.
You're live on the show at the moment, Jamie.
Yes. Oh, right.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
So what do you want to tell us about?
I just wanted to make sure you'd, your contact details were the same, because I sent you a press release yesterday about the lottery winner from Dover.
All right, okay.
Ah, but while you're live, Jamie, why don't you just tell us just very quickly about what the air ambulance does and what you're looking for?
Yeah, sure. Kent Sorrens Sussex Air Ambulance is a life-saving charity. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. We've got a bike ride coming up in 2-3 weeks' time on September the 27th. So if there's any cyclists out there that want to join, it's not too late. We've got a 100-mile ride, a 100-kilometre ride. And this year, because it's our 25th anniversary, a special 25-mile route as well. Mm. So
fabulous.
Cool. Nice one.
Is there a little website that we can check out?
There is. You can enter online. The address is www.kssairambulance.org.uk.
Fantastic.
I think, Jamie, you winged that so well.
You were marvellous.
I wasn't expecting impressive. To be live on the radio straight away.
Exactly. No, it's just you came through on our on-air number. Jamie, you were an absolute star with that. Brilliant.
No backpedalling at all.
Absolutely. He just did it. He just did it straight off the bat. What a star. And what a fabulous charity.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you want to support our lottery, you can also join that online as well, because only last week or the week before, we had a pilot from Dover who won the £5,000 jackpot.
Wow.
Almost 10 years after her father also won the top prize. So
wow.
Amazing story.
I like it.
That happening
now, Jamie, you're on a roll now, aren't you?
Yeah. You won't be able to stop me now.
No, exactly. Hey, Jamie, that's brilliant. Thank you for telling us about that.
Thank you very much.
And our details are the same.
Thank you.
And Jamie, before you go, if you want to listen back to this, it'll be on Kent Business Radio. .co.uk and you can listen to the podcast after the show.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Jamie there from the air ambulance phoning in ad hoc.
Absolutely.
We love that.
Hey, he was brilliant, wasn't he?
He
wasn't fazed by that at all. No. He just went, let's go for it.
And he wasn't asking for money, which makes a change.
He probably would have done if he wasn't live on air, but we kind of deflected him.
Do you remember
brilliant.
When we used to have a lovely David Philpott
David was
from the IOD.
He was the chairman of Kent and Sussex. Yeah. And Sussex
he still
Air Ambulance.
Do stuff with them, though, doesn't
no,
he?
No, he's the chairman of Wiltshire Air Ambulance. He's
okay, so he's moved counties.
Yeah. Back to our news update.
Back to our news.
Contract law changes ban restrictive subcontracting clauses. The Department for Business, BIS, has announced changes to commercial contracts. The changes will ban larger organisations from including restrictive subcontracting clauses in their contract terms that prevent small firms from accessing invoice finance from early 2016 in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Changes introduced under the Small Business Enterprise and Employment Act 2015 will result in any restrictive contract clauses which prevent small firms from using invoice finances being revoked. You can find out more about this by going to www.gov.uk/government/news. And that's kind of a little bit in line with what we were talking with Max about earlier, isn't it? Is some of these changes need to happen to enable small businesses to do things. And
exactly.
It seems like the government are making some kind of effort to help towards that as well, which is always good.
About time.
Yeah, what have you got, Jules?
Women's Enterprise, Kent. Are you an enterprising woman? Yes, I hear you say. Who wants to build your business through digital know-how? And do you want your business to be a part of the digital future in Kent? You can apply now for exciting new Women's Enterprise Kent programme. It's September of this year till March it runs. There's no cost and they're looking to recruit 30 women. You just need to commit one day for a class or clinic per month, half a day of mentoring per month. And the website for this is www.kent.gov.uk/Women's Enterprise Kent. And Facebook has facebook.com/Women's Enterprise Kent to find out more. That sounds really good and it's free too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The Unfair Contract Terms Guidance have been published. The Competition and Markets Authority has published guidance documents to help traders comply with forthcoming changes to unfair contract term legislation. I'm loving this bonfire of regulations and the scrapping of red tape, not from our delightful government. The changes will take effect from the 1st of October 2015 when the remaining provisions of the Consumer Rights Act come into force. The new guidance provides traders with information about understanding what makes terms and notices unfair and what risks they can face when using unfair wording, and tips about ensuring terms and notices are fair and clear. The documents range in length from a single-page flowchart to help people decide whether a contract term is unfair to a 144-page long guide. Oh, for goodness sake. That explains the changes to the legislation in detail. I tell you what, guys, why don't you make it easy to be in business? Oh, no, let's not. The guidance documents are available, because you're all going to rush to read these, of course, at www.gov.uk/government/news/interference. No, it hasn't got that bit on the end. It is important. It is important that we have fair contracts. But if you want small businesses to survive, 144 pages isn't going to do it. Sorry, guys. How about, instead of that, just giving us some free contract templates? Oh, what an idea that would be. But there you go. What you got, Jules?
That would make it too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Big breakfast with guest speaker Damian Green, the MP, and you can hear him and there'll be a Q&A session. It's on Friday, September the 18th, 7:30 a.m. to 9 at the Eastbourne Manor Pavilion in Ashford. You can go on to kentinvictorchamber.co to find out more, .co.uk, and it will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk also.
Fantastic. There's a business advice clinic in Medway. It's your chance to talk confidentially to an experienced advisor and explore the challenges and opportunities facing your business. In business, most problems have happened before, and it's only by being well connected that you can find the right solutions quickly. The Invicta Chamber of Commerce has been at the heart of business for decades, and our business advisors have the experience, the connections and expertise to help. There's a free one-to-one session that lasts for 1 hour and is open to Medway residents only. And in order to take advantage of it, you have to complete a callback form on the website. So what you need to do is go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/business-advice/advisor-callback and book your place there.
There's an apprenticeship event which is for Kent Invicta Chamber, and it'll be a chance to learn about the benefits and understanding of employing an apprentice and the support available to you. It's on Thursday the 24th of September at the Tudor Park in Maidstone. That's SatNav, M for Mother, E for Egbert, 14-4, N for Norbert and Q for Queen. And that is 7:40 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. It's free to attend if you're a member, and also for non-members. Again, go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/business-advice.
Cool. just to remind everybody that the FSB-sponsored Kent Independent Traders Awards are happening this week on Thursday evening. I think that's the 10th of September at the Great Danes Hotel. I think there may be some tickets left available. There's loads of people going to be winning awards in the Kent Independent Traders Awards, sponsored by the Federation of Small Business and Rift Accounting. So do, if you haven't already got your ticket, book your ticket to go along to that. You have been listening to...
Channel Radio News Update.
We're going to have a break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to our next guests.
Can't wait.
We might need another one.